get to know each other
Okay.
and you know, and connect. My podcast is about, you know, a lifestyle turn that is happening for me from being corporate to being an entrepreneur.
Oh, really? So
Yeah.
what are you doing?
Well, I started this podcast to kind of like do a life journey of, you know, figuring out where exactly I want to head. I used to be in the industry of broadcasting, and I was there for 18 years, and then I'm Black and Latina, so there's a lot of things that I could definitely wanted to share, and that's how I started this podcast.
Awesome. Awesome. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Panama
Panama. And where do you live now?
in LA. What about
Oh, yeah.
yourself?
Southern California as well, San Bernardino.
Oh, okay. And what do you want to start a podcast for? What is your why?
Basically just to be able to show people, different ways of making income. So different ways of actually being able to generate, cash flow. I'm actually in the real estate business, and I do real estate flips. I have a real estate company, but I wanted to try this, this podcast venture just so to see how, how big we can get it.
Right, you have a lot of information and education, because a lot of people are always afraid of buying. They don't understand that. I'm speaking on the behalf that I obviously I used to be a homeowner, so I definitely jump into it. I believe that definitely real estate is one of the, you know, per se regulated safest way to really kind of start, you know, some financial stability.
Right. And what part of so what part of the process are you in like, being a entrepreneur? What are you looking to kick off?
Well, obviously I do, like a lot of people, we have a regular job. So basically I'm trying to use the finance part. I think Anchor has given me definitely the audience, which can serve you to kind of, you know, it makes it easier because you get the information, you set up the content, and they have the distribution through all different venues to reach out to your audience. And now it's more about the marketing and where exactly I want to go with it. Somebody told me also that I need to start thinking about having a book.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that's actually a very good idea. Matter of fact, I was on Facebook and there's regarding, books. Give me a second. Let me go ahead and find what I'll share. There's a website called Designer, and it's go dot Designer. This one here for, I think it's like maybe like $40, $50. It actually helps you make ebooks from websites and content. So it's, I don't know. I picked it up. It was very simple to use, and I'm actually starting a series on how to get into real estate. What are the do's and the don'ts? I've been doing it for 15 years. So it's one of the ways that I feel that I can start giving back to people.
What did you say the name was?
It's Designer. It's go dot designer.io. So it's yeah, it's really cool. It's a web-based program. You type in content from different like URLs, set up your template, and then you can just tweak and tune it to whatever it is that you want. You could probably make a book in like less than 5 minutes. The other thing too that I was looking into was regarding the podcasting part was transcribing, so sending over the podcast over to someone on Fiverr, just to
Yes.
be able to, you
Yeah.
know, to translate or transcribe everything that, you know, that I talk about. So.
Well, there's a cool feature also. It's a minimal feature, but it's also an anchor that it allows you to transcribe part of your podcast. And it,
Oh.
you know, yeah, it does like kind of like, you know, the YouTube part of like the lyrics kind
Yes.
of thing. There's a feature that Anchor offers that.
All right. Well,
Especially
that.
for your intro, you know, small pieces, and then you want captions on it.
Okay.
Anchor can help you in that.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
So how long you
So,
been in business on for yourself?
15 years. So I
Really?
started, started up, you know, just doing traditional real estate. And I was just, you know, pretty lucky. I picked up a couple right phone calls. I was able to work with bank owned, like it's called REO. So I work with REO, and then I just, you know, started investing myself. But if anyone says, well, what school did you go to? School of Hard Knocks. So School of Hard Knocks.
But the main question is, okay, how do you keep your customers?
My customer base is not going to do something for at least 5 years, right? So one of the hardest parts is that keeping more people. So what I do is I actually just continue to conversate with more and more and more people to be able to generate more business. So like on a daily basis, I go out. No, I don't go out, but I work on a system and I talk to at least 30, you know, 30 people that, you know, have questions regarding real estate. So I'm not too much of a, you know, do you want to sell your home today? Do you want to buy a house today? I just say, hey, you know what? What real estate questions do you have? I'm a local real estate agent. Is there anything that I can assist you guys on? Or do you want to know what's happening in the market? After that, I just ask them if I can have their information so that I can send them either a text message or put up on my like newsletter. And
Are
that's
you?
stay in front of them by continuing to send content.
So what exactly do you do right now, since you know that that's going to take a while? What exactly, you know, have you developed in order to keep on, you know, generating an income? Obviously, you know, because real estate takes a while.
Right. So there's different steps. So literally when you develop a system and you've been doing it for so long, it's going to be a lot easier for me to just stay in what I'm doing. So at this point, I know that I need to speak to these people so that I can get paid within 60 to 90 days. But if it was a newer agent, so since I've been doing it for so long and somebody just got in the business, you know, tomorrow, the fastest way to generate income would be to either be door knocking around homes that are for sale, so belly to belly, or they would actually be doing open houses on the weekends, so that, you know, they can capture the opportunity when they come in the door. So, because those people are ready to do something now. If they're walking into, you know, a home, they're shopping.
Gotcha. Well, definitely my why is what made you decide to step out and do your own business 15 years ago?
You know what? I've been very fortunate with having really good teachers, and technically, as a real estate agent, you are your own business. So it doesn't matter if you are working, you know, for a large company, a large real estate firm. It's literally your business. So I used to be in data, like say collections. So you call people to pay their bills, right? So by being that, I remember working, you know, 8 hours, 14 hours, you know, a day, just calling people, asking, you know, for payments, and a light switch just clicked, and it was like, hey, you know what? Well, instead of you calling for people, to give you money for something that they've already spent, how about you call people and educate them on how to spend? So I went straight into real estate, purchased a phone dialer, and I was communicating with new people, new families. I knew that I wasn't going to get paid right away, but at least by me being in having my own business, I knew that it was going to be sky was the limit. So I knew that I wasn't going to just make, $12, $15, $18 an hour. I knew that there was a potential that I can, I can generate a $22,000 commission. And that was, one of the reasons why I said I knew it was going to be something difficult, but let's go ahead and try it out. And yes, I believe my first check was like 17, 17,000. And it did take me about 3 months. But then after, getting the money, it's like, how do I save it? How do I make more money with the money that I just generated? And I think I was like 19 or 20 years old at the time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So yeah, money administration
Well,
was key.
the key question that you said you had teachers. So, do you have a family? How do you persistent? How do you still were able to provide to your family?
I did not have a family, which allowed me to have, all the time in the world to dedicate to the business. I didn't have a family until, I turned 27, about 10 years ago now. And then at that point, I knew that I worked my tail off so much, from 20 to 27 years old, that I wanted to be able to switch from having to chase a paycheck, because I knew that I wanted to have a family. And I knew that I needed to position myself correctly. So when I did start my family, it was a lot easier. You had a couple investments, a good couple rentals, and I wasn't, I already had a good database.
Gotcha.
But in the beginning, I did it where, I did not have a family, and it was a lot easier for me to put in 10 hours worth of work.
Exactly the time.
Yes. And that's where, like, now with, with my company, Gateway Home Services, I want to empower people where if you do have a family, you're still able to make money. It's just a different way of working. Because of the fact that, you do have other responsibilities, so you need to make money today. And how do you do that? Well, you talk to more and more people, and you leverage your time. That's one of the key components where a lot of people try to make that $20,000 paycheck and they go broke because they, what if the deal doesn't go through?
Exactly.
So now you have to, one, structure the family life, the business life, and you want to live on top of it. So, the way that you do that is you leverage your time.
Okay.
Do you have a family?
No, I don't. I also, that's why I'm like, I've been able to do quite a things. Most of my job really involved that I was traveling a lot and pretty much really caught up. I used to work for Fox. I used to work for Univision. I used to work for a great companies, NBC, Sony. So, but anyways, I think we're gonna have to continue this conversation
Awesome.
because this is just only 15 minutes. I believe that definitely you have a lot of great information that if you would like to share and educate, because that's what is educate. We gotta learn.
Educate. Absolutely.
Because there's other ways definitely to make it possible.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed my very first podcast.
Awesome. All right then, Jesse, take care and we'll continue
You
with
too.
this.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.